Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The Pentagon spending bill that was put in front of the House of Representatives yesterday was voted out with a final vote of 212 to 214 against, with five Republicans voting against it, breaking the majority needed. Representative Jen Kiggins of Virginia called out the five who voted against it, calling their actions unacceptable and offensive, saying this type of governing is irresponsible and destructive. That bill would have given funding to the U.S. military and other institutions, as well as acted as a stopgap, stopping the government shutdown at the end of the month. Meetings with foreign leaders are on President Biden's schedule today. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, along with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Biden addressed the UN General Assembly yesterday, saying the U.S. and its allies will continue to stand with Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Kirby says countries pick a side.
If you're not going to support Ukraine, that's your sovereign decision, but you shouldn't do anything to make it easier for Mr. Putin to kill more Ukrainians.
Federal Reserve policymakers expected to leave interest rates at current levels when the central bank issues its quarterly update today. Fed watchers see the funds rate staying at the current range of 5.25% to 5.5%. The Fed has raised interest rates 11 times since March of last year. Attorney General Merrick Garland set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Garland's appearance comes as Judiciary and two other committees in the Republican-controlled House are conducting investigations into President Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. This is USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Danny Masterson's wife, Bijou Phillips, filing for divorce. TMZ reporting she filed in a California court on Monday, citing irreconcilable differences. She also requested custody of their daughter. The news comes less than 2 weeks after Masterson was sentenced to 30 years in prison for rape. Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune at least for two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that will keep her on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. The news coming as host Pat Sajak starts his farewell season. White will continue to reveal letters with Ryan Seacrest when he takes over next year. A Patriots fan has died after reportedly getting punched in the face by a Dolphins supporter during Sunday night's game. Cell phone video of that fight appears to show Pats fan Dale Mooney getting into a confrontation with the man. Then another man comes into the frame and punches the 53-year-old. A witness said Mooney was knocked out and EMTs at Gillette Stadium rushed in and took him to the hospital. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office now investigating that death of the 30-year season ticket holder. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Paul Kaminar joining us, the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who is also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center, a public interest watchdog group. Paul, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, Paul, the big question that most Americans have in mind, at least those that are in the flow of the know, that are not totally influenced by the mainstream media, they say, okay, we get it. Hunter Biden's been indicted on gun charges, but what about the tax and FARA violations? Are they still in play?
Well, one would hope so. The tax charges were filed up recently, as we all know. But the gun charges, but the tax charges that were filed in Delaware, that whole deal fell through, that sweetheart deal, rightly so. So there's still tax charges to be brought here. And we expect David Weiss, who's now special counsel, and that's a whole issue in and of itself, that whole appointment of his authority there, to
exactly.
bring the tax charges. But now he's supposed to bring them here in the District of Columbia, as well as in California, which is the proper venue. And it's also, we maintain, Foreign Agent Registration Act charges that should be brought. Our organization, the National Legal and Policy Center, we filed 3 years ago a complaint with the Justice Department that Hunter should be charged with these FARA violations. We documented evidence from his laptop and other sources, and that's the major issue that should be brought in terms of his relationship with Burisma in Ukraine and the Chinese energy company in China. So those charges were not bought in Delaware, but David Weiss has the opportunity to bring those in other jurisdictions. Except there's one problem. He's letting the statute of limitations run.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens in terms of his position, in terms of his legal position? I'm talking about David Weiss. I mean, doesn't he get sanctioned? I mean, the mishandling of this whole deal. I mean, he's been handling this case for over 5 years, right, Paul?
That is correct. And he has been mishandling it all this time. And as we're speaking right now, Attorney General Merrick Garland is having hearings before the House Judiciary Committee about this whole process with respect to the mishandling of this by David Weiss. And Merrick Garland is saying, hey, I had hands off. I'm letting him do his thing. But the Attorney General is in charge of the whole Justice Department. And when he was asked, like, well, why do these statute of limitations run? He basically said, it's not my job. That's up to David Weiss to screw things up, which I found totally amazing.
This is his own special counsel that he just appointed that he threw under the bus, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. He's blaming it on him. But his appointment as special counsel was really strange, too, because in June of this year, this summer, when he was asked during a press conference about David Weiss's authority to bring charges and why hasn't he been appointed as a special counsel back then, he said, David Weiss has more authority than he would as a special counsel. So my question is, well, Mr. Garland, now that you've appointed him as a special counsel, does that mean he has less authority than he did before you appointed him?
I mean, you demoted him?
Really crazy.
Oh, no, it's totally twisted. But, you know, that is the way the bureaucracy and the Beltway speak. And Garland certainly is rather linguistic with his language to confuse the matter all the more. He's just hoping that the mainstream media will continue to cover him and not hold him accountable to his words, not to mention the fact that you got two whistleblowers who were there in the room saying that David Weiss said that he, you know, this was beyond his pay grade, so to speak.
Well, that's right. He said that they did testify that he told him that he was not the deciding authority. And so Merrick Ryan's being asked that, but he's maintaining, oh, no, he had the authority to file these charges. So they've got to get David Weiss before the committee, too, to clear this up. But I'm afraid now that he's been appointed as special counsel, he's going to be able to say, oh, I can't talk about it. It's under investigation.
Exactly. Of course. Yeah, that's the normal shield. So,
right.
You know, you say the statute of limitations are expiring here on these other cases. How much more time do we have on the remaining, you know, tax and FARA violations?
Well, the tax charges for 2014 and 15, which was when Hunter was with Burisma, And that statute has expired. Now, during the investigation, Biden's attorneys did agree to extend the statute, which defense counsels do sometimes in cases.
Mm-hmm.
But then they let it run after that. So that's expired, those 2 years. And then with respect to the FARA violations, that's also expired, depending upon how more recent Hunter was involved with the Chinese energy company and Burisma and so forth. So time is running out there. But there's other tax charges for later years that are still viable, and those are the ones that they attempted to bring as simply misdemeanors in the Delaware case courthouse. But now they could be turned into felony violations, which they should be, as the IRS whistleblowers testified. That look, when you say that you're as a tax deduction, that $5,000 you paid to join a sex club is a legitimate business expense, Hunter said it was for a golf club
membership.
Yeah, membership. You know, come on. You know, there's dozens more like that.
Right.
If you or I did that, we'd be charged with felonies and be sent to prison.
Oh, yeah, it would be in slam dunk case. I mean, because I'll tell you what, I've never heard of anybody dealing with the IRS where they've allowed, a case to run its course and to expire like this. Have you ever heard of this before, Paul?
Not really, no. I mean, there are other cases where by the time the government gets involved in the case, the statute has already expired for certain violations. So they're stuck with what they've got. But once you're already on the case and you're letting the statute expire while you're investigating it, that's totally inexcusable. And that's why, these hearings are very important that are being conducted, both with respect to Merrick Garland, and hopefully David Weiss will be coming up there in a couple of weeks.
Well, you know how squirrely it can get. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden Merrick Garland's going to go, oh, you're right, I really messed up. You know, I'm going to take responsibility. That's not going to happen. So what are they hoping to do is to kind of, you know, checkmate and corner the attorney general in such a way they can come back later on and say, wait a minute, you know, you're in conflict here with things that you've said and things that the whistleblowers have said.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're doing that right now at the hearings. They're bringing up the testimony of the whistleblowers, and again, Merrick Garland is saying, well, you know...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Well, 100% Biden is going to plead innocent, of course, after his indictment on gun charges. But, you know, the question still remains, you know, what about those tax and FARA violations? Paul Kaminar, a Washington, D.C. lawyer, who is also counsel of the National Legal and Policy Center, is here, you know, to break us down and help us understand. Because, Paul, this is going to turn into quite the quagmire. I mean, you know, the Bidens have a lot of money. And this is where, you know, I think people can argue that, you know, the justice system is not level. It is unfair. If you've got the money and you've got the representation, you can get away with stuff like this, right?
Well, yeah. You got, you know, here Hunter Biden is the son of the president. So that obviously makes it more favorable to him. And part of the hearing that's going on right now before the Judiciary's Committee is to investigate the Justice Department's weaponization of the criminal justice system, where it's clear that there is a two-tiered system of justice, where if you have connections, et cetera, you're treated more leniently, and obviously if you have the money as well to hire high-powered attorneys. So that's also a factor that's going on. And so with respect to Hunter Biden, it could not be clearer that there is this two-tier system. So here you have the Justice Department going after conservatives. The FBI has a memo saying we've got to investigate conservative Catholics in the Richmond area because they may be terrorists because of their conservative religious beliefs, going after parents at school board meetings because they're objecting to the sex education stuff that's going on in the classrooms and demanding accountability there. So here you have the Justice Department, you know, doing that, and here they're letting Hunter Biden basically skate free with these sweetheart deals.
Mm-hmm. What about this earlier deal that fell apart? Any of that going to stay in play here? I mean, I don't blame Hunter Biden's attorney for saying, wait a minute, we had a signed agreement, and so they're holding on to that. They're not letting that go because that's a bargaining chip, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good question. The plea agreement in Delaware was two parts. One dealt with the tax charges, and that was a pure plea agreement there. The other one dealing with the gun charges was not a plea agreement. Legally speaking, it was a diversion agreement whereby they would not charge Hunter with these violations if he kept himself clean, so to speak, for a couple years. And what Hunter Biden's attorneys are saying is that with respect to that agreement, they said a deal is a deal, and we want to have that enforced. Now, the prosecutor is saying, well, wait a minute, the judge didn't sign off on that. And their argument is, well, the judge didn't have to sign on that because it was not a plea agreement. That was just an agreement between us without the judges necessarily having to approve of that. So I think they're going to lose that argument, but they're certainly going to make that argument in court to move to dismiss those charges. But they've got another argument, which is kind of interesting, and that is these gun charges against Hunter Biden are unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. Right to bear arms. And you go, right. Wait a minute, why is that? And that's because there's some recent decision in another circuit court that ruled that a gun charge against a person who had a gun who was a marijuana user violated his constitutional rights to possess a gun for being a drug user in that case, because under the historical underpinnings of the Second Amendment, there was no history in our country where those who were using alcohol or drugs were barred from owning a gun. Now, that's an interesting constitutional argument. So they're going to try to make that here in the District of Columbia, which is not bound by that other circuit court's opinion. And that may very well end up in the Supreme Court. But look, these gun charges are really a sideshow. I mean, the main thing is the tax charges, which should be felonies, as the whistleblowers testified, not these two-bit misdemeanor cases, and also the Foreign Agents Registration Act case. So the gun charge, in my view, is icing on the cake, but we need to have the cake presented first.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, without a doubt. Well, Paul, how were they able to squirrel in this idea that all was going to be forgiven?
Well, that was both both with respect to the tax charge and the gun charge. The way they were just trying to do it is because they just wanted to make this go away. Mm-hmm. And that's what Hunter Biden and the White House hoped that would have been done. But thank God this judge in Delaware saw through this charade and said, I'm not signing off on this. And that's when everything blew up. So we're back to square one. So here we have these gun charges in D.C. In Delaware. Let me correct
mm-hmm.
that.
Right.
Because the gun
mm-hmm.
violation took place in Delaware. But we'll see these tax charges filed fairly soon here in the District of Columbia and also in California, and that'll be round two of this whole investigation and prosecution. But we still need to get to the bottom of what involvement the president had in this whole thing with Hunter Biden's foreign dealings and money being transferred, millions of dollars going through 20 different mm-hmm. LLC bank accounts and going to at least nine members of the Biden family who did nothing to get a lot of this money. So this is a really a major scandal that has to be investigated and prosecuted thoroughly.
If you are Hunter Biden's attorneys, what's the best case scenario here, Paul? I mean, because everyday Americans look at what's going on, and I mean, there's been reports of people who have done an iota, a fraction of what Hunter Biden has done. They're in jail, whether it's with gun issues or tax right. violations or FARA violations. I mean, there's a long list of people who've spent time in jail. But, you know, this is the president's son who has been coddled and basically has gotten away with all kinds of issues his entire life. What if you're his attorney, what's the best case scenario? Because most people look at this and say, this guy, I don't know how he avoids jail.
Yeah, well, if I were Hunter Biden's attorneys, you know, I would try to argue that these gun charges should be part of an agreement. And I would try to get another plea deal on these forthcoming tax charges and try to work that out. But I don't think that's going to fly with the American public looking at it. But actually what Hunter Biden is doing now is trying to turn the tables. A couple of days ago, he filed a lawsuit against the whistleblowers saying
right.
that they're releasing information about his tax forms violated his privacy rights under the tax law. So he's trying to fire back at these whistleblowers, but I don't think that's going to go anywhere either. So it's really,
did they release any of his tax information?
Well, the whistleblowers did testify about the deductions that he made that were unlawful and so forth, but that was before these committees. So there is a defense saying, look, once the whistleblowers testify before the committee, and the committee has that information that's released, that's proper under the law. So it's going to be a question whether that argument by Hunter Biden holds any water. But mm-hmm. again, we all know the facts. So, you know, this is, again, a sideshow with this new suit against the whistleblowers that I think is distracting from the larger issue of getting to the bottom of this corruption of the Biden.
Does he get a sympathetic judge that goes along with that and holds the whistleblowers in some sort of contempt?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. It won't be contempt. It'll be a civil damages where they're asking for
right.
money damages. Okay.
Right. Okay, well, good enough. Well, Paul Kaminar, as always, we appreciate the insight and update on all that is all things part of the Biden brand these days. And no doubt, the story will continue, right?
You bet. Well, thank you.
You got it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day. Paul Kaminar, the Washington, D.C. lawyer, who is also counsel to the National Legal and Policy Center, a public interest watchdog group. Always great to have his insight. We're coming on just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is the Bill Martinez Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
USA News Update. The Pentagon spending bill that was put in front of the House of Representatives yesterday was voted out, with five Republicans voting against it, breaking the majority needed. That bill would have given funding to the U.S. military and other institutions and avoided a government shutdown at the end of the month. Meetings with foreign leaders are on President Biden's schedule today. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Attorney General Merrick Garland is set to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Garland's appearance comes as Judiciary and two other committees in the Republican-controlled House are conducting investigations into President Biden and his son Hunter. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to leave interest rates at current levels when the central bank issues its quarterly update today. Corey Myers, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org, the author and senior editor at such place as Stream.org, joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I was intrigued, by your column. What will it mean if Donald Trump gets sentenced to prison? And I thought, well, maybe we could replace Donald Trump's name with Hunter Biden. Because this is a whole nother kettle of fish altogether, and it seems that this, though it may not be moving fast enough as some people would want with Joe Biden, and I think Liz Peek brought up an important point, is that it's amazing how the elected officials, the people in the Senate, are just so clueless about what is going on with the investigation. And the committee chairs met with the Senate Republicans yesterday, say, well, here's what we're doing, and this is why we're doing the inquiry, because here's the evidence. What do you guys think? Well, in typical senator fashion form, you can't expect them to jump all into it, because, it's amazing to me that for many, this is the first time they're hearing about this, John. Where have you been that you've not heard about all the shenanigans with Joe Biden and the money laundering that's been taking place?
People like John Cornyn are busy. That golf ball is not going to whack itself down the course. Look at Mitt Romney. This man, yes. We actually nominated him and Paul Ryan, of all people, for president and vice president. And now we see, we just learned that he was trying to start another political party in 2020 with Joe Manchin to try to sabotage Donald Trump's reelection. so many of the Republicans are our enemies within. And I think these squish Republicans, these rhinos, the George Bush wing of the Republican Party, they really are the enemy more profoundly than Ilhan Omar or Hunter Biden or even the Chinese government. People who are who've hijacked and want to cling to control of the Republican Party and tell us we're not allowed to fight for gun rights, we're not allowed to fight for the unborn, we're really not allowed to play to win. We're supposed to be like the Washington Generals.
Exactly.
Whose job it was to go out and lose gracefully to the Harlem Globetrotters every single night.
Right.
And if you remember John McCain letting Obama win the election, not raising the fact that Obama's pastor was a Marxist, that his ghostwriter was a terrorist, that his mentor was a member of the American Communist Party, that he'd only had 2 years in public life, and on and on and on. And John McCain was just so darn gracious about it all, and he seemed pleased and proud to lose.
Exactly. Remember, he was the original mask mandator. He had a mask mandate on Sarah Palin, as you'll recall.
Oh.
You know, think about
poor Sarah. Poor Sarah Palin. She was supposed to be Dan Quayle. She was supposed to be a harmless, hapless sop to the evangelicals who would just show up and do what she was told. And she went off script, and so they went after her and deleted her. She was supposed to be like Mike Pence, a bowl of lukewarm mush that just filled the space. Of course, there was some poison in that mush, as we learned with Mike Pence. More than what he did on January 6th. Mike Pence is the guy who convinced Donald Trump to fire Mike Flynn based on completely fake deep state slander that Peter Strzok and people cooked up. And it was Mike Flynn's firing that ruined Trump's presidency, that handed the Justice Department over to his enemies and meant two fake impeachments, endless false investigations, the deep state running wild against him and against us, even while Trump was president. That can all be traced to Mike Pence.
And even when he gets his attorney general in there, the knucklehead recuses himself. It's like, what are you doing? You know?
That was a terrible, terrible. Again, that was just sheer gullibility. That was just dopiness. That was our side playing by the Marquess of Queensbury rules when the other boxer in the ring has taken out a chainsaw.
Exactly.
And you don't get any points for that because they cut your head off with the chainsaw.
Yeah. And you lose. So, okay. And life goes on. You know, but how many more of these events have to take place before the GOP finally wakes up and says enough of this stuff? And they spit these, you know, they spit the Mitt Romneys. Well, Romney is spitting himself out. You know, there was a big memo out about, you know, about the aging of, you know, Joe Biden and his frailty and all that was going on. And I think that Mitt Romney read the memo, thought it was about him. So then he told everybody he was retiring because he's getting old.
I think he is just so universally despised, even in his home state of Utah. I wish Donald Trump had not saved him from obscurity. Mm-hmm. So many of these wretched people would have lost their elections. John McCain, Mitt Romney, even Mitch McConnell. And Trump saved them from obscurity just they could stab him in the back. The same thing happened with Mike Pence, Nikki Haley. That's my biggest criticism of Trump, is that he helps so many people who stab him in the back and then stab us in the back. I hope he has grown some skepticism and has learned, fool me, as George W. Bush once tried to say, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, well, I won't get fooled again. It's so embarrassing that that man was... It's embarrassing that George.
It was all he could remember from the Who album, you know.
It's embarrassing that George W. Bush was elected like class president in seventh grade. It's humiliating that he played president of the United States while Dick Cheney pulled all the strings. I mean, that really is like a profound shame for the United States of America.
Well, John, after all this said and done, you know, I keep saying, you know, experience defines preference. I mean, in our recent lifetime, just in the last 20 years, John, history has just been so profound with experience. If we do not take some major takeaways from this and alter our behavior to make sure that we return to this country a democratic republic, then heaven help us. Because, you know, as it sits right now, I mean, here we are. We're around the corner. Sunday is Constitutional Day. Good day to remember and reconnect with the Constitution. Oh, yes, by the way, and be blown away by the genius of our founding fathers and what they gave us as bumper guards. But those bumper guards have all been taken away. The left, you know, and the deep state, along with their co-patriots, as some would say, the deep state is actually, because I would refer to the deep state as the fourth branch of government. But we had one of our guests says, no, actually, it's six. We have six branches of government because there's three elements within the deep state. You've got the you've got the administrative state. It makes sense to me. You got the administrative state. You got the intelligence community, the FBI, CIA, the Attorney General's office. And then you've got all these NGOs. So you put these three together. Their interest is consistent with the goals and the aspirations of the deep state that have nothing to do with the Constitution and we the people. Yeah, I thought it was, it made a lot of sense to me, John.
Yeah, and the intelligence community is the highest of those forms of those branches of government because it answers to no one.
We
saw that they could do the Russia collusion hoax against a sitting president. If they could do that to the man who is currently president, persecute him based on lies,
right.
What could they do to you and me? What could they do to Mark Houck in Pennsylvania, the pro-lifer who got, you know, a shoving match outside an abortion clinic 10 years ago, and now the FBI shows up at his house, guns blazing? What can they do to Kyle Rittenhouse and other innocent Americans?
Mm-hmm. Well, we know, and we've seen it, and I think that all this is mounting up, and of course, all the J6ers, the stuff that's coming on, I mean, leveling heavy sentences, you know, even on the head of Proud Boys, who wasn't even there, and he gets the biggest sentence, you know, and you wonder, okay, how many insurgents, how many infiltrators from the FBI were involved there with the Proud Boys, you know, to come up with some sort of story?
More than half.
Yeah, I would agree. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerich, we got him up and early here, and we're grateful for that, to have his insight. He is the author and senior editor at stream.org. John, getting back to your original piece about, you know, what will it mean if Donald Trump gets sentenced to prison? Break that down. I mean, because this is, I mean, you think of all that's happening, and here he is leading far and away. I mean, he doesn't do a debate. There's more indictments, all this stuff that comes down, and he's just running away with the polls. I mean, it's almost like, you know, call it game over. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are things you can say about there are pros and cons. There are ways in which Ron DeSantis is an attractive candidate. But I think on a gut level, the American people see the person that the left wants to put in prison is obviously the person we need, because if we needed someone else, they would be putting him in prison. We're dealing with totalitarians, and they can obviously spot. Well, think of it this way. Vampire, if you want to find some garlic, look where the vampires are avoiding. Yes. If you want to know if water is holy water or not, throw it on the person who's possessed and see if they have a special reaction. So we've learned that Donald Trump is the holy water and the garlic. You may not like the smell of garlic. You may not be fond of holy water, but that's what works against the vampires. And if you doubt that they're vampires, you're crazy. And those squish Republicans, the rhinos, the John Cornyns, the Nancy Maces of this world, they work for the other side. And they play for the other team. And I mentioned earlier the Washington Generals, which is a band of mostly white basketball players whose job it was to haplessly lose to the Harlem Globetrotters every single night. Well, one night, if you go on Wikipedia and look up the Washington Generals, you will learn that one night in the 70s, they got sick of it. They decided to win, and they won. The Washington Generals beat the Harlem Globetrotters. The audience was shocked, and then they were furious, and there was almost a riot in the arena. And the Washington Generals barely got out of there with their lives. That was the 2016 election. The Republicans, who have been playing to lose, who've been faking it, who've been phoning it in since Ronald Reagan left office, The Republicans who have been pretending to be in opposition and had simply been implementing the goals of the left a little more smoothly and a little more gradually ever since, they finally decided to win. And to win, to reject the rules of the other side, to not let them keep cheating. And what happened? There was a riot. The Washington Generals are not supposed to beat the Globetrotters.
That's right.
And that's exactly why the left were screaming at the sky in primal rage after the 2016 election, because it was supposed to be fixed. I did a piece at stream.org, Barack Obama, President for Life. And that's basically what it was. He was supposed to fundamentally transform America so it could finally be a place where Michelle Obama was, for the first time in her life, proud of her country.
Right.
That fundamental transformation was supposed to end American exceptionalism, to admit it never was real. There was never anything divinely appointed or protected about America. America doesn't embody some unique vision of the human person. The Christian vision of the human person is having all these rights and responsibilities, of having the right of self-defense and the right of free speech and freedom of religion. All of that was a mistake. Jefferson and Washington and Adams and Madison and Lincoln, all those people were wrong. America's just another country like Belgium where the army can go on strike. That happens in Belgium. That's what Obama wanted, and our elites agreed with him. They wanted to liquidate American exceptionalism, and what, because they couldn't make Obama, when he would show up, white unhinged white liberals would act like the crowds on Palm Sunday when Jesus came. If you remember the movie Jesus Christ Super, you remember the movie Jesus Christ Super?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wrote a little song. Obama, 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 Obama. Oh, they expected him to walk on water and raise the dead. He was like the first president in some colony where the British leave. One man, one vote, one time. He was supposed to be president for life. They couldn't quite pull that off, but they filled up the deep state with his appointees using the Patriot Act, the Patriot Act, which George W. Bush wrote. They set up a domestic surveillance and spying operation on Obama's opponents. They totally politically purged the intelligence community. They were expecting Hillary to come in and sort of just be the front woman for all Obama's people. Then Trump gets elected. They lose it. They panic for a few months before they realize they have an insurance policy, a fake treason charge that was cooked up by liberal Republicans, by Rhino Republicans during the primaries. Yeah. Hillary takes it over. And
John McCain being one of those, by the way.
He was the bag man. McCain was the bag man who took the utterly worthless dossier and handed it to the FBI and triggered an official investigation.
Exactly.
And then it went to the media. And so the whole thing was like, it was like one of those rigged elections after World War II where the Soviets put their people in charge in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama continued.
I'm sorry, but it reminded me of the story. One of our guests were talking about, because we've got some new letters that were revealed from Nixon. And it had to do with meetings with LBJ. And LBJ in the background, in the shadows, did not want a fellow Democrat, Hubert Humphrey, to become his heir and replace him as president, and made a deal with Nixon saying, look, protect my legacy and you've got my support as much as I can give you. That was the shadow deal between those two. And it's almost like, here it is, because there's nothing new under the sun, as we know. It's like this arrangement here with Obama and with Hillary. And so there's their plan. Well, it doesn't come to fruition. Donald Trump comes in and, everything's exposed, right?
So they found another way.
Exactly.
David Garrick is a liberal Democrat and Obama's biographer.
Mm-hmm.
He did an interview with Tablet Magazine where he basically said, Obama stayed in Washington, D.C., unlike every other ex-president since the Civil War, apart from Woodrow Wilson, who was in a coma. And Obama continued to run the country. And Obama, in various interviews, including on the Stephen Colbert Show, he said he would have liked to be president for life, and he wouldn't mind running the country through a surrogate. Well, that's what he did through – he did – even while Trump was president, the FBI and the CIA and the administrative state continued to operate as if Obama were president. And things have got – I mean, now with Joe Biden as like – a broken Disney animatronic robot of a dead president that kind of sputters and barely functions, he's clearly not running the country. You have to ask yourself, who is?
Yeah.
And it's the same people who were running it behind the scenes when
Trump
was president.
It's amazing, John. Do you get this? I mean, it bothers me every time he says, I got to step away or I'm going to get in trouble. Wait, you're the picking president of the United States. Who are you going to get in trouble with? Right? What does that mean?
He has so little filter because, I mean, basically he's one step away from being on a gurney with an IV feeding ice cream into his mouth, that occasionally he tells the truth by mistake. Do you remember when, during the 2020 campaign, he said, we have the most extensive voter fraud operation in American history?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's all coming out. I don't know if you caught this or not, but on Sunday, one of the Sunday shows, you had Nancy Pelosi, right? And she was asked about Vice President Kamala Harris. Oh, my God. Did she backpedal and try to avoid and do everything she could to not endorse Kamala Harris and you know, even support the ticket for 2024?
I think they're setting us up for Michelle Obama to be the next Democrat nominee. And I did a piece at stream.org where I talked about Larry Sinclair's charge that he had sex with Barack Obama in the 90s when Obama was still an Illinois state senator.
Right.
And I think even if that's proven that Michelle was a beard for Obama's gay lifestyle, if that were to be proven, in fact, I think it would end up helping her. I think it would rally the gay community behind her. They would present it as if she wasn't just living a lie because she wanted power because she was a Marxist radical. No, she was helping a great American have a political career despite the terrible bigotry that he faced as a gay man. And,
and
that's how the media would spin it, because they can spin anything.
That's the way they're spinning Joe Biden, you know, the dawdling father who's so concerned about his son. And maybe that might be his off-ramp to get out from underneath the bus here. I don't know, John, but I would agree with you. Joel Gilbert did quite an expose, did a movie about Michelle Obama and the pattern. She's following the same model and pattern that her husband did when he was nominated and went on to win, you know, the White House. It's amazing.
So. I call her America's Winnie Mandela, because she went on television during the Democratic National Convention and threatened the country that if we didn't vote for Biden, as if our lives depended on it, she said, that the riots would get worse.
There you go. Dr. John Zemeric, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.